Hi everyone, this is Cherry and you're listening to Christ-Centered Change. This episode is all about routine, preeminence, and self-ministry. So for me, my morning routine, the two major things that I focus on in the morning is my personal Bible study with God and my walking in the morning. These are my main focal points. Of course, other things are happening. We have other things happening in our households, but these are the two focal points. And if I do these two things in the morning, then I have already had a productive day. So it really doesn't matter what else happens because I've set a foundation for that day. So that day is successful for me if I do my personal Bible study and I meet my exercise goals. So for me, I do a weigh-in in the morning, and I do have breakfast in the morning. Breakfast is important too. So make sure you get your breakfast in and make sure you drink your water. But I then do my personal Bible study, and I do mean personal. Like, it is a Bible study routine that I'm doing that is not for a group Bible study, not for the church. It is just me studying the Bible and listening to God's voice, writing down those revelations he gives me those insights, and I don't utilize God's guides. It's only because I think I don't want to be told what the Bible is saying. I want to for God to reveal to me what the Bible is saying. So that is just my perspective and how I go about my Bible study in the morning. But right after I do my Bible study, I go right into walking. So my baseline, I try to baseline it 5 miles per day. Now, sometimes it's harder to get it all in the morning. Everybody will have unique challenges. But if I do have any miles that are lacking from the morning, then I will then default and I will complete that after work. And I think it's healthy also to walk after work because it can be a stress reliever. Sometimes and on our jobs, we have unpleasant experiences. We just may have a lot of stress. So I think that is a good tool to wind down and to refocus. Refocus on the big picture of life instead of focusing on, those stressors at that job, and to really bring yourself back into basically a spiritual awakening. So I think that is healthy as well. So for me, self-ministry happens in the morning. I think it creates a great foundation even for my eating patterns, because if I do want more of something that I know I'm not supposed to have, then you are faced with the reality of you don't want to undo what you've already done. I think that's just an extra push to make sure you stay on a great eating pattern for that day. I think it just sets your day and sets a great foundation for your day. And like I said, if I don't do anything else that day, then I have been productive, because if you've taken care of your body and you have communed with God, then what else is it to do? With that being said, I still maintain production. I do encourage you to harness your gifts that you have in the Lord. Give to yourself first. I know we have to get in the habit of having this balance between financial health, spiritual health, and physical health. So we have to establish the perfect balance. But I know sometimes we're rushing to work. I understand that is a very important part of our lives, our financial health. But what changes can you make to make your life not just be that when you wake up in the morning, you have to think about work? You have to rush to go to work. What changes can you make to say, okay, I'm not going to study a verse. I'm going to study a part of the Bible, because I can study a chapter in the Bible, guys. I really encourage you to really put your mind to, because you can study a chapter in the Bible in 30 minutes. And that is with some, if you have the right Bible tools, and give me some feedback if you want some Bible tools, some things that I found from making Bible study easy. I was like an old school Bible study when you had the actual hard copy of the concordance, you know, hard copy of lexicons and things like that, where today it has got a lot easier with certain apps. Logos is a great app, L-O-G-O-S, where you can basically look those words up very quickly and keep it moving. And I think it takes a lot of time. I mean, saves a lot of time and just a lot of minimizes hassle. So, but study the Bible and walk in the morning and eat your breakfast and drink your water, then you are doing amazing. Anything else that comes is basically sits on that foundation. And don't let anything that is contrary to that foundation sit on that foundation, if that makes any sense to you. So make sure that if any you have a foundation, you study your Bible, you did your walking. Like, for example, let me tell you this. If I want to choose to make an unhealthy eating choice that I know I should not be doing, therefore, that is contrary to the foundation that I have set. So that's no. So anything from that foundation, you should be building. Anything that may come your way that may be sinful, it cannot sit on that foundation, because you're building. I always like to think of it like I'm building a little house every day. So if I'm building a little house every day, I say, oh, wow. So it gives me something. So when I go to bed, I then can sleep in that house, right, of that day. So that's just how I like to think about it. You build a house for you to be able to sleep in that day. That includes my spiritual, physical, and financial health. So just be encouraged. And I just encourage you to utilize that self-ministry in the morning. So you will have a foundation throughout the day. Be encouraged on your journey and always find the joy.